that last drive, did you, the big catch by Ballard, touchdown, kind of back on the Patriots, do you find there to be kind of eerie similarities between that last drive and the last time you guys
Obviously, there's obviously little similarities, and minute 30 left. We had two timeouts, and Jake Ballard had a big catch down the middle for 28 yards with a 3rd and 10 that getting hit, and obviously a little different when we're down 3 in that situation, not 4. So we could have settled for a field goal, and I'm glad we didn't. We had a big pass interference. I got the ball down to the 1-yard line. They had a good blitz on first down and couldn't get in, ran it second down, used our last timeout. So 3rd down right there, 19 seconds. You're in a situation where if you run it right there, you risk not getting off that 4th down play. You have to run your field goal team on the field and try to unpile those guys and kick it. So I'm glad we called a pass. I thought it after just running it the time before, hit a little play action, hit Ballard in the corner of the end zone. So it was a big play and big win.
So you're getting a few, not flashbacks, but you yourself are kind of comparing.
Yeah, well, obviously just the fact in the Super, last time we played them, we had a 2-minute drive to go win the game, and same situation here. It was actually a little bit, kind of a role reversal there when, we scored to go up by 4 and gave, the Patriots, enough time and where they had to score a touchdown. Just, in a sense, fortunately enough, they scored it real quick. It took them a minute and a half and left us, enough time to get a good drive, thinking, we only needed a field goal. We had plenty of time to, go down there and get that. And obviously, you always want to get the touchdown. You never want to take it in the overtime. You always want to get the win if possible. But unfortunately enough, we had made some big plays. We got into a situation where we could be aggressive and go for the touchdown.
Eli, what's so much fun about being in that situation?
I think it just what to expect. You know what all the terms are. There's no. You got 4 downs to go for it. You have to make plays. You have to take chances sometimes and be aggressive. And the offensive linemen know what their assignment. They got to block. They got to give it their all every play. Receivers know they got to get open. And it's just a those are fun situations to be in. I think as an athlete, as a quarterback, I think you want the ball in your hands at the end of the game. I'd rather be down by 3 with a minute 30 than up by 4 with a minute 30 with Tom Brady on, with their offense on the field. So I think you like those situations where you have an opportunity to go win the game.
And that first degree of difficulty goes, what did you see on that play to Jake in the middle, and how hard the catch was that?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the replay, but they're playing, man underneath and 2 safeties high, and we really hadn't thrown anything to him down the middle, and so he got even with the guy, and he's just a big target, and try to put it in a spot where he could make the catch, put it up high, get it into his hands, and sometimes the defenders never turned his head back on that, so he just didn't have a chance to to turn and make a play. It's just a matter of sometimes they get their hands up after after the ball hits them, the defender can get his hands up in the ball, or safety can come and hit it out. But Ballard's a big sucker, and made a big catch. I think any time you come into this stadium against the Patriots and get a win, it's a big win. They're very good, at home. They're always a good team, and especially at home, they've been a great team for the last 10 years. So I think to come in here and to fight, and it wasn't always the prettiest, and they had a good plan, and had us struggling there for a little bit, but I thought the second half we really did some good things. Moved the ball, hit some big plays, got had a good feel for what they were doing, ran the ball a little bit. Also we hurt ourselves. Turned the ball over down there in the red zone, took a penalty in the red zone. And that's one thing we said, we had to score touchdowns in the red zone. We didn't do that to start the game, but our last 2 drives we were able to finish it off and get touchdowns.
Talk
now, what's your feeling when it comes to that?
You know, I'm just trying to, you know, play to the best of my ability. Play quarterback, try to win games. I don't get involved in trying to rank, you know, somebody or compare myself to someone else. I'm trying to win games for the Giants, and you know, we had a big win today.
Eli, did you see any of the signs in the stands that were saying that you were not an elite quarterback?
I did not. You know, I don't make a habit of looking into the stands and reading their signs, and if I did, you know, I don't think I would have thought they were the expert to make that decision.
Are you taken aback, amused, surprised, or whatever, just in how this has sort of become one of the season-long debates? Where does Eli Manning rank? Is he elite? Is he not? How do you process that?
You know, I just don't worry about it. It's not going to affect, you know, my performance, not going to affect my preparation or my mindset on what I need to do each week. And, you know, if someone wants to put in that class or not in that class, it, you know, it doesn't affect me. It doesn't bother me. You know, it's not going to get me depressed or get me cocky. I'm just going to, you know, try to prepare each week, go out there and you know, try to win each game. Yeah, really a fortunate, you know, situation. They're kind of showing a blitz and you know, checked the protection and ran out, and you know, some of the guys didn't quite get all the route check, and so really just a throwaway. You know, it's kind of just putting in somewhere in Victor Cruz area, but throwing away and say, hey, you know, we're screwed up here. We, you know, wasn't a good situation, and fortunately their guy held Victor, and we got the ball down to 1 yard line. So really, you know, pretty fortunate right there. You know, I did. It's just a tough situation. They came out with an all-out blitz, and you know, had a free guy rushing towards me, and it's one of those deals. You try to put it up high in the corner and let, you know, we had a corner route, let Mario run underneath it. You know, it's really just a you know, didn't quite put it, you know, deep enough in the corner back of the end zone, and so you know, they were just, you know, the guy that had you know, Bear in the flat was soft, and he was just able to, you know, see the throw and come off and intercept it. So you know, made it a little bit too easy for him.
What statement did you guys make about your team today?
You know, I don't know if we made a statement. I still just proud of our guys, the way we fought tonight. And that's something I think we've done a great job all season. You know, things weren't always pretty. The first half offensively, didn't get a whole lot going, but you know, we didn't start forcing things. We didn't start turning the ball over. We stuck with it. We made adjustments, you know, and then we started, you know, guys started making some big plays. We started running the ball. We started putting our, you know, running plays that gave us a shot to succeed. And, you know, when we needed touchdowns, when we needed big plays, when we had to step up, guys would continue to make plays at the right times. And that's a great quality. You know, you always hope you can do it throughout the whole game and not always wait till the end. But when we need it, guys are doing that and making big plays.
The numbers seem to indicate it, but do you feel like you're playing your best in this whole stretch from, say, start of the season to now?
You know, I feel good about what we're doing offensively. I feel, we're mature enough. We have guys who have been here at the receiving position, at tight ends, on the offensive line, have been here a number of years. When all of a sudden, hey, you know, they're playing things they haven't shown all year. We got to make adjustments. We got to run some plays we haven't practiced in a few weeks, or we got to call two plays that we haven't, you know, talked about doing this before. We're able to coach. You know, Gilbride has great confidence in these guys and ourselves that, you know, we can call some things that we haven't, you know, never haven't practiced and, you know, maybe haven't run in a month, but we can, you know, bring them back up to, you know, if we need to do it. And that's, you know, that's the advantage of having guys who have been here for a number of years. You know, myself being with Coach Gilbride for 8 years, and so you just you know, you can pull some things you know, out of the hat a little bit and give yourself a chance to, you know, succeed. And you know, that's fun when you can you know, just, hey, if they're running some different things they haven't shown, you know, we got to pull some things that we haven't practiced, because you know, those plays aren't going to work, and these will. Right.
Why should we believe, I mean, I'm not trying to play out, but why should we believe
you when you say, I really don't care that much. I don't rank it. I don't worry about it.
I worry about how I play. I worry about, you know, what I think of my performance, or, you know, I just care about that. I just don't, it's not going to make a difference to me, you know, what the media or what the fan might say about me. I don't read the papers about myself or about the Giants for the most part. I don't watch, TV about the Giants and see what people have to say about me or us. You know, I watch the film closely of myself, of my teammates, and try to, put us in a situation to get better. I listen to our coaches and take their criticism and their advice to heart and try to improve on each thing they tell me to do. And I think those are the things that you have to do to get better.
You get a kick out of your teammates being so willing to kind of jump to, I hate to say your defense,
sure,
your offense in a sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's what teammates are for, we've had, I love coming to practice every day and seeing these guys compete and watching our defense, the way they play and the way they compete each week and get fired up, and when they make interceptions and they make big plays, we celebrate them and we cheer them, and when offensively we make big plays, score a touchdown, they're cheering for us. So it's a great combination, and we got to keep that attitude throughout the rest of the season.